USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people were wounded, the suspect dead after a mass shooting early Sunday morning in Columbia, Missouri. Patrolling officers saw two people exchanging gunfire at 3 a.m. The first gunman ran from the scene but began allegedly shooting towards a crowd before being shot and killed by police. The second gunman still at large. The five victims injured are expected to survive. A Southwest Airlines worker in the hospital after being punched by a passenger Saturday. It happened at Love Field in Dallas during the boarding of a flight to LaGuardia Airport in New York City. Police say the passenger boarded the flight, then headed straight to the back of the plane and argued with one attendant. Then, as she was told to leave the plane, argued with a second and punched her in the face. She's facing aggravated assault. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Another new poll showing that President Biden's job approval rating is at a record low. The Washington Post ABC News survey revealing the president's popularity rating has dropped to 41%, finding his support is slipping most among Democrats and independents. The trend is likely the result of economic hardships affecting a lot of Americans amid rising costs and soaring inflation. A journalist getting some attention for what she says about Republicans. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin on Saturday called for rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal.
The mainstream media is part of this. They cover these issues, and then they go right back to having Republicans on talk shows, asking them about other issues, rather than grilling them incessantly about why they tolerate this behavior. This is fascistic behavior.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Remember to find more news at usaradio.com. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis is defending his decision to not impose statewide COVID-19 mandates, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that he can praise the efforts of Colorado universities and the ski industry for keeping students and vacationers safe. Mask mandates and vaccine requirements remain at the discretion, though, of independent businesses and localities, and the governor says he does encourage Colorado residents to get vaccinated, saying that for the immunized, it's no longer even a pandemic. Eternals remains the top movie in North America, the Marvel superhero picture earning $27.5 million in its second weekend in theaters. A deep discount dollar chain is setting quite the milestone. It's Dollar General that's celebrating the opening of its 18,000th store over the weekend. This newest store located in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Dollar General celebrated by donating $18,000 to a local elementary school, as well as giving customers gift cards and tote bags filled with various products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.